Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
God hasn't changed. The blessing hadn't changed, curse hadn't changed, good and evil hadn't changed, truth and lies haven't changed. That's all the same. What has changed? How we qualify for the blessing and get exempted from the curse. How we become righteous in God's eyes. How did we become righteous in His eyes? Put on the screen 2 Corinthians 5:21. Don't turn there, just hold your place there. 2 Corinthians 5:21. What does it say? He, God, has made Him, Jesus, sin for us. He didn't just sympathize or empathize with our sins. He literally became sin for us, who knew no sin. He didn't commit any sin. Why? Why did He do that? So that we might be what?
Made.
What?
Made.
What? Made.
Made.
The righteousness of God in Him. When you believed on Jesus, the Holy Spirit made you.
Hallelujah.
A new creation.
Glory.
And what most of the church world has never understood is that when He made you a new creation, He made you a righteous. Completely righteous new creation. Deserving no curse and qualified for the blessing. You didn't earn one bit of it, but He made you. Jesus, the Christ, has been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. What does that mean? He made you right. He made you clean. He made you holy. Made. Made. I didn't earn it. Didn't deserve it. Didn't work for it. Didn't attain to it through effort. I believed on Him. I received by faith what He did for me, and the Holy Spirit made me a new creation. Made me. Oh, come on, come on, come on. What happened when you became a new creation? We need to back up. In verse 17, the same passage right here. 2 Corinthians 5:17, what does it say? If any man be in Christ, how'd you get in Christ? You heard the Word. You heard the gospel. You heard about what Jesus did for you. Whether you understood a fraction of it or not, you heard about Him hanging on the cross, taking your place. You heard about it. And you didn't just hear about it. In your heart, you believed it. You believed it. You received it. You bowed your heart, maybe your knee before Him. You confessed Jesus as Lord of your life. And something happened. Something happened. Not on the outside, it affected you outside, but it happened on the inside of you.
Amen.
Where you can't see.
Right.
What happened? Any man be in Christ, he's a new, King James says creature, we might say creation.
Right.
He's a new creation. Old things passed away.
Yes.
That didn't happen on the outside, yeah, but it happened on the inside. All things are become new, not on the outside, yeah, but it did on the inside. You were not healed spiritually. You were recreated. You were not fixed spiritually. You're a new creation that didn't exist before. The old man, pre-receiving salvation, is gone. Gone. You're not patched up. You're not an improved version. People say, well, I'm a work in progress. Not in this regard. Now your head, that's another deal. Yeah. 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 Your head, your understanding, all of your emotions. Yeah, that's okay. But not in the hidden man of the heart. No. New creation. Oh, somebody say new creation.
New creation.
And it happened, verse 21 said, he became sin with our sin that we might be made. Did you hear that word? Made. Now in Proverbs 10th chapter, 22nd verse, notice, see if this looks familiar to you. Proverbs 10:22. The what?
Blessing.
The blessing of the Lord, it what? Maketh. Makes. That's creative power.
Right, that's right.
The blessing of the Lord does what? Makes. Let me say a different word. Fruitful and multiplying. That's how you get rich. Let's say you start a business. Let's say you invest in something and it goes. It's fruitful. It produces. And then it multiplies and you have 35 branches. That's how you become rich. Rich. It's fruitful. It works. It produces. And that's not the end of it. It also
multiplies.
Multiplies. Multiplies. Spiritually, it's exactly the same way. Faith Life Church used to be Phyllis and I and our staff. Now it's multiplied. Now there's Faith Life Sarasota too. Now there's Faith Life International. Come on, can you see that? Now there's Word Supply. Now there's Faith School. Believers in Sarasota, believers online, believers in other places. We have been fruitful and we've multiplied. What's God's will for 2020? More fruitfulness and more multiplication. The curse should have no place in our life. The curse is death. I can't work for God like I'm supposed to with my body riddled with disease. I can't do for God what I'm supposed to with no money to even pay the electric bill at the church. These are lies that the enemy's feeding the church, that there's some kind of inherent, you know, godliness about being broke and doing with less and doing with less. Lies. Lies. Well, I guess, you know, I'm going through some hard times and I've really been hurting, but I guess, you know, maybe it's a blessing in disguise. No, you're believing a lie. A blessing is a blessing. Always a blessing, always will be a blessing. A curse is a curse. It's evil. It's bad. It's death. God is not using curses to bless his people with or to develop their piety. These are lies. These are lies. You'll become hopelessly confused if you try to hold on to all that junk. It's real simple. God's a good God. I said he's a good God. What's his will? Good things. Good stuff. What kind of plans he got for you? Good plan. Right? What's his will for you? Blessing or cursing? Oh dear me, it's akin to blasphemy to imply that Jesus came so that you could be cursed. What's he doing on the cross? What's happening there? He's becoming a curse for you so that then you can have the curse in your life? No. These are lies, distortions, deceptions of the evil one. Nope. I'm blessed. And I'm an heir to the blessing of Abraham himself, the friend of God. What did that blessing do for him? In his life. He had a long life. What did that blessing do for him? Well, I mean, just the next chapter, it says he was very rich. And you can't just hyper-spiritualize it in cows and gold,
Amen.
Silver, camels, goats, donkeys. Not just rich, very rich. Now, let's just stop right here. Look at Proverbs 10 again. How did that happen in Abraham's life? The blessing made him rich. Come on, can you see that? The blessing did that. Not only that, was he protected?
Yes.
Oh, dear me. He and Sarah had to be protected multiple times from kings, from other things. At one point, he took his friends and his neighbors and went and fought an army. And God let them defeat them.
Yeah.
Made them victorious. I mean, this thing after thing, he was kept, he was protected, he was prospered, he had favor, he was very rich. Why? The blessing of the Lord made him that way. It's the be power. Be fruitful. Be increased. Multiply. Let me read this to you from some other translations. The NIV, Proverbs 10:22. The NIV says, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth. This is Proverbs 10:22 NIV. And he adds no trouble to it. How you like that?
Yeah.
The NIV Reader's Version says trouble doesn't come with it. There's no fine print where God slips some bad stuff in with the blessing. And you really, really like the blessing, but there's some other junk comes with it, but you just have to deal with it because it's a package deal. No. No. God is light. And in him is how much darkness? How much?
No darkness.
The literal says, not even any. No darkness at all. Not even any. No. The Bible says in the today's NIV, it says, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. Without, see, there's two things you can rely on. You can rely on two directions, I should say. You can rely on your brawn to make you wealthy. You can try to get three jobs and work night and day. How many know there's a lot of people have worked hard for decades and are broke?
Right.
Now, you're supposed to work, and diligence is a great thing, but it will not assure that you have plenty in abundance. You can work hard all your life and have nothing. People think, you know, it's their brain. I'm smart. I'm smarter than the average guy. I'm smarter. A lot of times you're just talking about being shifty. Cunning. Conniving. God can't be involved in that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
God who gives me